Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Shameful and offensive, just some of the words being used by survivors today following the passing of the controversial Mother and Baby Homes Bill in the Dáil last night. Under the legislation, a database of the mothers and babies who were resident in the main mother and baby homes will now be transferred to Tuusula. The rest of the archives will be sealed for 30 years. The government said this has to happen because of the 2004 Act under which the commission was established. Now, this evening, it's being reported that the Data Protection Commission, which was consulted by the Department of Children on the bill, fundamentally disagrees with the government's position. Let's get some reaction to all of this now from Noelle Brown, an actress and adoption rights activist who was born in the Bessborough Mother and Baby Home in Cork. And we're also joined by People Before Profit TD, Richard Boyd Barrett. You're both very welcome to the programme. We greatly appreciate you talking to us because we know this is a difficult and a sensitive issue for you both. But Noelle, can I turn to you first of all?
Sure.
We'll come to the legislation in a little while, but can you just tell us a little bit about your own story and how this piece of Irish history has affected you individually?
Well, basically, I was born in Bessborough in the 60s, and I began tracing my birth family in 2002 and have only come to the end of that journey, looking for birth information and medical records at the end of last year by my own means, by going down the DNA route. It was years of dealing with the Sutherland Health Board and Tuusula, dealing with misinformation, lies, delays, and appalling behaviour, which is why I went down the DNA route in the end. But it's nearly 20 years of my life for information that is freely available for everyone in Ireland, where you were born, who your parents are, and your medical history. It should not take that long.
And you say misinformation and lies and delays about, about a piece of your own story. How difficult is that to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, the fundamental lie was the fact I was told my birth father's name and address wasn't there. There was no details about it, and none very deliberately made that decision in Bessborough. And it only came to light in 2017 when I did a late interview, 13 minutes. I got a call from Tuusula 3 days later to say they actually did have my father's name and address, which was a shock to me. And I asked for it, and they said, we'll now put you on a 2.5 year waiting list, after which time we will contact him on your behalf, which was disgusting to me. I'd waited since 2002 and had to live with a lie. But before the end of the 2.5 years, I just had no faith in Tuusula that they would actually do what they'd said they'd do. So that's why I went down the DNA route. And I discovered that he had died in 2016. So I had all those intervening years. My birth mother had passed away 9 years before I went tracing. She'd had contaminated blood in the early 90s. And died at 47. So knowing that I had another parent out there would have meant a lot to me and would have given me a choice around whether I contacted him or not. And it is about choice, you know.
My goodness, for both
families.
After years of emotional agony, 13 minutes on television and you're given the information.
Yeah, which is a strange coincidence, you know, but not given the information. It's a perfect stranger telling me that they are looking at a name and address that is so fundamentally part of my life, but I have no access to it. And this is what's going on. Perfect strangers are playing fast and loose with our deeply personal information, and we are being treated appallingly. It is against our human rights.
Can I ask you then, did you watch the debate and the vote in the Dáil last night about this bill?
I did.
And how did you feel when you saw it being when the government side won the day?
Well, it seemed like a done deal because he wouldn't discuss any of the amendments even. I watched the previous night as well, where so many TDs stood up and spoke powerfully, as the senators did in the Shannon. The level of emotion in the Dáil, you would want to be made of stone to hear the testimonies of those people. Horrific testimonies. My story, I'm one of the lucky ones. I don't have those horrific stories. But that no one could understand or listen and completely ignore the public response of 30,000 emails hitting the Dáil server. This is not just about us. We have the support of people who understand that our human rights are being denied us
but
again.
Can I ask you, the minister, of course, and the government side are saying that this bill was brought forward and it was rushed because the commission itself is telling the minister that they couldn't transfer the database with all of the names on it to Tuzla without this legislation. But we know that survivors of the mother and baby homes have made pleas to change the way this was happening. Now, when Holly Kearns, I think it was, from the Social Democrats, stood up yesterday in the Dáil, and she was saying, look, will you accept any of the amendments we're put forward? I think the minister shook his head and said no. How did that make you feel?
I was horrified. I mean, the last 8 days, seeing that legislation pushed through without listening to survivors or acknowledging that this is a deeply emotional issue and blaming it on an act from 2004, which obviously isn't fit for purpose. Acts are changed. They have to listen to the people. You know what I mean? It's not. These can be changed. There's no reason for this to happen. And to ask survivors what they think in the form of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Investigation and then ignore our responses, the pleas that went into the Dáil through, you know, phone calls, emails, telling the government what we want and then being ignored is a re-traumatising of people who have been destroyed by society, who are looking for closure, just like I was, an ending to our stories. There are mass graves in Ireland. I've met the families and relatives who want to know that their loved ones get a respectful burial, that they're acknowledged, that our births happened. And that's the thing. They want us to start our lives from the moment we were adopted and obliterate the fact that we were born. And this is our information, our rights. It's an impossible situation. It really is.
Yeah.
And so disturbing, and so many people affected by it, and people are deeply upset. The survivors are really, really upset.
I think I can hear the upset in your voice, and I think the minister acknowledged that people were re-traumatised by the events of the last 8 days or so. Is that the case for you?
Yeah, they have been. And this has been going on for years. You know, the access to information re-traumatizes you because you were being treated appallingly. You were begging for information. You were asking strangers and being denied, sent letters, quoted, you know, GDPR, stuff that you don't even know half the time. And people give up and that's what they want. And it's an impossible situation and we shouldn't be treated like this. We were born in Ireland. We are Irish citizens.
Yeah.
We are unequal in the eyes of the law at the moment. And it is the fact that it's being fast-tracked through is absolutely appalling, that there's no consideration given for such an emotional issue.
Yeah. Stay with me, if you don't mind. Let me bring in Richard Boyd Barrett. And you have a personal stake in this, Richard Boyd Barrett, because you've spoken before about being born in a mother and baby home. And I think you said you were one of the lucky ones as well, having been adopted or so. But where does the story go from here now, in your opinion? Because you've heard the breaking news probably this evening that the Data Protection Commissioner fundamentally disagrees with the department's approach with this new legislation or so. What can be done now so the minister and the government can take cognizance of the survivors, please?
Well, I think the bill has to go back to the Seanad. So I think something needs to be done to stop it being put into law. And indeed, the arguments put forward now by the Data Protection Commissioner were arguments that were put before the government at the debate last night. They didn't listen to them. But I hope they are listening now to the victims and the survivors and the people whose information and history they were proposing or are proposing to seal away for 30 years.
But do you accept that the minister's intention is to listen and to act upon the pleas of the survivors and that he wants to make this database available? But if he does at the moment under current legislation, that you may end up with a redacted report from the Commission of Investigation at the end of this month?
Well, first of all, the minister was given an out on this, which was that the commission didn't have to report on the 30th, as was being proposed, because it doesn't have to be dissolved till February. And in that intervening period, the issues could be resolved. The new legislation to override the 2004 legislation, for example, that could change the situation, that could have been done and should have been done, and the government should have listened, but they didn't. As Noella said, and others were really, I mean, I had people texting me whose, you know, lives, histories and identities, if you like, were on the line in all of this. They were absolutely appalled that the government took the attitude that we're not going to even entertain the amendments and the suggestions, which made, as a couple of texters, you know, who were watching on this, said this is making it all pointless. Mm-hmm. The imposition of a party whip by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens on a matter as sensitive to to do with people's histories and identities and all, you know, and the terrible abuses that have happened to many thousands of people, some of whom, are alive today and, have the right to the truth about their lives and their histories. Well, and the government just wasn't willing to listen. It was ramming it through. So there was a lot of sympathy expressed, but in actuality, the government moved to just seal up those records.
Okay, well, the minister did say on RT Radio this morning that he will bring legislation forward at some point. I don't know at what point that is, but it seems that the campaign will go on. Can I thank you both, Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD, for Dún Laoghaire, and Noel Brown, actress and adoption rights activist.